We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffalo's Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Wednesday, October 25th. Another day of prep and quarterback competition for the CU football team ahead of Saturday's homecoming game at Folsom Field versus the Cal Golden Bears. Buffs are sitting at 4-4 in the season, 1-4 in Pac-12 conference play, and at this point haven't put together what they'd call a complete game. And that's his senior captain, George Frazier. He's one of the mysteries CU is trying to solve this week.
Yeah, definitely surprised that we haven't got a full game in on both sides of the ball. And honestly, I don't know. I can't put my finger on the cause of it. If I would, definitely would try to figure it out and get the team going. I don't know. I feel like as a team, we have to just make sure everybody's paid attention and locked in for the game. I mean, not one side of the ball is more excited than the other. We have to be flying around as a unit and kind of just realize that the offense is playing for the defense is playing for the offense, especially in place for everything. Like, so we had to make sure everybody's out there just doing their job and making sure we're all looking to the same goal.
Now, as for the quarterback competition between incumbent Steven Montez and redshirt freshman Sam Neuer, running back Philip Lindsay knows the best man is going to win, and he and the rest of the Buffaloes will have confidence taking the field with either signal caller.
I mean, we believe in both the quarterbacks. You know, at the end of the day, they're both on scholarship for a reason, and they're both out there competing. We're trying to win games. And they need to continue to push each other. That's what it's about. And, you know, for us, we just got to keep moving forward. You know, we're not going to flinch because of something that's happening, you know, that we can't control. It's about winning. It's about, you know, a team. And both the quarterbacks, love each other and they care for each other and they push each other.
As for Montez, who started all 8 games this season, head coach Mike McIntyre was asked at his Tuesday presser whether he's seen the sophomore respond to the challenge in front of him this week in practice.
I've seen him working hard. You know, I'm not inside his brain and heart. But I've seen him work hard. I've seen him push at it. Cepho had some of the same type of things happen to him as he was going through the growing process. So hopefully we see some better results.
Our coverage on Saturday from Folsom Field begins at 10 a.m. with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show, followed by the kickoff of the homecoming game between the Buffs and Bears at noon on the Colorado Football Network. Colorado sophomore Jalen Tompkins has been named the Pac-12 Soccer Goalkeeper of the Week on Tuesday. It is her third career weekly award from the conference and first this season. Tompkins was key in two shutouts by the Buffs last weekend. She made four saves in 45 minutes in a 3-0 win over Arizona State on Thursday. She then made a season-high 11 saves in a scoreless draw with Arizona on Sunday. CU hits the road this week to play at Oregon State on Thursday and Oregon on Sunday. The CU men's basketball team is ready to go public as the Buffs will hold an open scrimmage on Saturday morning ahead of the football game at the Coors Event Center from 9:30 to 11 a.m. After practice on Tuesday, head coach Tad Boyle said he likes the learning curve as young Buffs are on as they approach the season.
What I like about our team right now is if I blow the whistle and ask them what mistake was just made, they know it now. 2 weeks ago, they may have had no idea what mistake they made. And now, this is nice progress. They're recognizing the mistakes they're making. Now, they have to learn from it, move on from it, and not make the same mistake the next day.
Monday night, the Buffaloes will have an exhibition game at the Coors Event Center hosting the Colorado School of Mines. The CU volleyball team plays on the road this weekend at Oregon on Friday and then swings over to Corvallis on Saturday to battle the OSU Beavers. Men's and women's cross-country in action as well coming up this weekend. The postseason just around the corner for the Buffs with the Pac-12 championships next up on Saturday in Springfield, Oregon. The CU men's golf team is in action here shortly in Hawaii at the Warrior Princeville Intercollegiate in Kauai. That is Sunday through Tuesday, and the CU women's golf team in Hawaii as well. However, the final round of their event canceled due to rain and lightning yesterday. The Buffs end up tied for fourth in the Pac-12 preview. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.